91X News.
It's 6 degrees and sunny outside the 91X studios. I'm Matthew Blair with your 91X News. Quinney West OPP are investigating an act of vandalism at the Afghanistan Repatriation Memorial site in Trenton. Steph Crozier has the story.
Surveillance cameras caught a man pulling the memorial's plants out and throwing them on the ground just after midnight last night. OPP Constable Dave Snyder is investigating.
Well, this memorial is brand new, dedicated this past weekend. So it's unfortunate that it happened at all, let alone so quick to the dedication.
There was no other damage, and the Quinte West City employees have returned the plants back to their proper homes. John Williams is mayor of Quinte West.
We have cameras on this stuff, so if you do this stuff, you're going to get caught. And if you get caught, we're going to make an example of you.
The vandal is described as 5'8" to 5'10" with a slim build. He was wearing light-colored jeans, light-colored bomber jacket with a hood, a dark ball hat, and work boots.
We're hoping to hear back from the public. Hopefully we get a lead on a name, an individual, and we can deal with the situation at that point.
Police are asking anyone with information to call the Quinte West OPP Detachment or Crime Stoppers. Steph Crozier, 91X News, Belleville.
Loyalist College handed out awards to students last night to honor them for their hard work. Reporter Jose DeBarros was there.
Congratulations.
Kevin Michener lines up with other students as he waits to go on stage. As he waits, Michener thinks about what his award speech would sound like if he could make one.
I'd do the classic, you know, I'd have to thank everyone who helped me get there, you know, fellow students, family, friends, and all the great teachers who helped push me and help teach me everything I needed to know to get to this point and to get these marks that I got all through these years.
A Petawawa, Ontario native, Michener is a third-year television and new media student. He is one of over 200 students to receive an award at the annual Undergraduate Student Awards Ceremony.
Yeah, it's great. It keeps you going, too, because, you know, when you're feeling down or when work's getting too much, it's nice to be recognized for everything you're doing. Just to get this is a nice little booster towards the end of the semester.
The awards are given to students who achieved high standards throughout the school year. Donors contribute more than $100,000 towards the awards. Loyalist President Maureen Piercy says the money is appreciated.
And it's just a wonderful opportunity for donors to be generous to students, and it's great encouragement and motivation for students, and a pat on the back to say, well done, we know it's hard work, and here's a little bit of recognition to help you along your way.
Jose DeBarros, 91X News, Belleville.
A new Swiss study is warning against the trend towards pre-drinking. Pre-drinking is when people have a couple of drinks before heading out to a bar. John Boldrick has more.
A group of loyalist students shoot some pool at the Shark Tank pub. Come Thursday night, this place will be packed with students. The Swiss study suggests many of them will arrive with a few drinks already in them. Denver Goodrum is one of them, but he says the pre-drinking actually helps him with the rest of the night.
If I'm having out, my amount at the bar is cut in half, so I only have about two or three drinks as opposed to not pre-drinking, I'll have about 6 to 10 drinks. By the time I'm at the bar, I'm already at a healthy buzz level. I don't feel the need to drink as much as I would if I didn't pre-drink.
The study also highlights dangers such as blackouts and hangovers. Loyalist College Student Service Nurse Lauren Deans says that such things are easily preventable.
If you've already had dinner and you want to do the pre-drinking, certainly pull out some snacks. You know, things that are good for you, but things that are going to hold a balance between the alcohol and your poor system.
Goodrum also says that it is important to keep in mind how much you've drunk and to stay in control throughout the night. John Boldrick, 91X News.
The FBI investigation that led to the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus for having an affair has also raised questions about another top U.S. general. Hundreds of emails General John Allen sent to a woman in Tampa are being investigated. Reporter Martha Raddatz has more.
Officials tell ABC News that the vast number of emails Allen exchanged with Jill Kelly, who sparked the FBI investigation into Broadwell and Petraeus, show no evidence of any sexual relations, but are friendly and perhaps a bit flirtatious. In one note, Kelly telling Allen she saw him on TV. He responds, "Thanks, dear. You're a sweetheart."
Ellen insists he's done nothing wrong. Despite all the warnings, a report suggests Canadians piled up debt at their fastest pace in 2 years during the summer. Don Kelly of the Canadian Press has more.
Credit reporting agency TransUnion says average consumer non-mortgage debt jumped 4.6% year-over-year in the third quarter to an average of $26,768. When you look at it on a quarterly basis, debt grew 2.1% in the summer from the spring, mostly because people were out shopping for cars and taking out auto loans. TransUnion says debt loads have grown 400% more than the rate of inflation in the past 5 years and warns that at some point there's going to be a reconciliation. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News to 406. Josie DeBarros has all your sports updates after the break.
This photo sucks.
Portrait of another poorly executed holiday party. A home with nary a quality brewed beverage to be found. Many a guest found themselves stretched along the dimension of overpriced mass market taste. Yeah. They could have gone to the Gateway Brewing Company and tap room for all their holiday brewing needs. 33 Ontario Street, across from the Price Dropper in Trenton. Most affordable brew-it-yourself beer? Call 394-1010 to experience quality that will make your holiday a tale of good taste.
Good afternoon, I'm Josie DeBarros, and this is 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls will debut a new player tonight against the Guelph Storm. Newly acquired defenseman Jake Cardwell will play his first game with the Bulls. The power play specialist is already the leading scorer on the Bulls, with 3 goals and 14 assists this season. Cardwell was brought in by the Bulls on Monday in exchange for a 7th-round draft pick in next year's draft. His ability on the power play is a boost to the Bulls, who have one of the worst power plays in the OHL. Tonight's game against the Storm will start at 7:05. While there are 3 games in Junior A tonight, none of them involve teams in the East Division. Tomorrow night, the Coburg Cougars go to Kingston to face the Voyageurs. The Trenton Goldenhawks lead the East Division by 3 points over to Kingston. In Empire B, there are no games scheduled. The Picton Pirates have now extended their lead to in Division A to 5 points over the Amishview Jets. The continuing talks of the sports world today continues to be the blockbuster trade made by the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays have acquired Mark Burley and Josh Johnson, as well as Jose Reyes from Miami. The Marlins will get Yunel Escobar and several Jays prospects. The trade is a needed shot to the arm for the struggling Jays. Toronto went 73-89 this season and finished 4th in the AL East for the 4th straight year, again falling short in a division that includes big spenders. The Memphis Grizzlies try to pad their winning streak when they battle the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. The 5-1 Grizzlies have won 5 straight and trail only San Antonio in the Western Conference. The Toronto Raptors have the night off after earning their 2nd victory of the season last night, a 74-72 decision over Indiana. Sidney Crosby says it takes 2 to tango. The Pittsburgh Penguins captain again voiced frustration at the lack of movement in negotiations on a new collective bargaining agreement between the NHL and the Players Association. Crosby says the players feel like they're negotiating with an unwilling partner. Talks between the league and the union stalled over the weekend, and no new bargaining sessions are planned. No games in the NFL tonight, but there is one game on scheduled for tomorrow. The Miami Dolphins swim inland to take on the Buffalo Bills. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing for first place in the AFC North without quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. The team says backup Byron Leftwich will start against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday in place of Roethlisberger, who sprained his right shoulder on Monday night's victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, fight fans, there was no fights at today's UFC press conference. George St. Pierre and Carlos Condit, also known as the Natural Born Killer, were gentlemen at their pre-fight news conference. St. Pierre is the local favorite and champion, but is coming back from an 18-month layoff due to reconstructive knee surgery. In his absence, Condit defeated Nick Diaz to earn the interim 170-pound title. The two face off Saturday night at the Bell Center to determine who is the undisputed mixed martial arts champion at welterweight. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's your sports. Here's Matt Blair with 91X Weather.
It's 6 degrees and sunny outside the 91X studio right now, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for a few more hours as we head into the evening. Tonight we'll see increasing cloudiness while dropping off down to a low of 0. Thursday will be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 5. I'm Matthew Blair with Jose DeBarros, and that'll do it for my time here on 91X. Melissa LeMaire will have your new sports and weather for the rest of the week. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 6 o'clock.
We are celebrating 20 years of alternative radio. This is 91X, CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.